know, this last, you know, game, this last run with your teammates, with your brothers. You go out there and have fun and definitely enjoy the success, and, you know, hopefully we get a W.
And I walked in kind of halfway through with the slow start. What does it say about Coach Caldwell that you have a chance to be 6-2 in the second half?
It says a lot. I mean, you got to look at his body of work just, you know, here. I mean, granted, you can take into account what he's done other places where he's won. I don't think there's a coaching candidate that you could bring him to replace and do what he's, you know, done. I mean, he was brought here to bring in a culture of winning, and he's done that. You know, the expectations are high. I mean, if you looked at it, you know, 3 years ago and, you know, our record now, people would be like, oh, well, you know, just the Lions. But the culture has changed. People expect us to win. They want us to win. They want to be in conference championships, and that's what you brought him here to do, you know, so... I would say, you know, he is the best guy for the job.
Isn't it difficult to lose that perspective 3 years ago? I mean, it's a week-to-week league.
Oh, of course.
Jim Kelly yesterday. 3 years ago, that means...
Exactly, yeah. And that's the nature of this league. But with that same token, he's been here for 2 years. You know, he hasn't been here for 3 years like Chip Kelly. I don't think he's had adequate time to, you know, produce a full body of work for you to make a decision on whether he should lose his job or not.
You know? Is there any sense, especially when it was like at its lowest, I know you guys are playing for yourselves, for your own jobs, but you're kind of playing for the guys upstairs and for your head coach as well?
You know, I mean, you want to play for Coach Caldwell because he does a great job of taking care of us. I mean, you know, but more importantly, yeah, you're playing for your brothers and you're playing for your family. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. It's, you know, it's a kind of a dog-eat-dog world in here.